The legislative session is still months away, but if you've got an issue you'd like to see raised, or if there's a law you'd like to see passed, the time to get ready is now. Virginia Beck, Public Access Coordinator of the State Capitol's Public Access Room, is preparing a series of workshops around the islands to help people understand how laws are made and how citizens can get their voices heard during the session. And as she reminded us when we spoke yesterday, the Capitol can take some getting used to.
It really does, and that's why the Public Access Room is available for people to find out more about how the whole system works.
Well, what are the things that, you know, a novice needs to understand kind of right off the bat?
Well, I guess it's that who has power over your issue changes as the session progresses. And so it's really understanding those power dynamics and the deadlines that are so crucial to the legislative process.
What committee is hearing your bill?
What committee is hearing your bill?
Who's
the chair of the committee who has incredible amount of power, that kind of thing. Who's in leadership that can make a difference on different situations?
You will be asked at some point. I mean, we're sort of coming from the perspective of somebody who is saying, in effect, there ought to be a law. This is what I'd like to see done. And maybe they don't know that much more about the mechanics of government than that. So they come into the public access room, and I do that, and I say, there ought to be a law about this, Virginia. What do I do now?
And I say, great, let's narrow it down. What do you think should be changed or introduced into the law? And try to consolidate those ideas. And then find a legislator who would be willing to introduce the bill for you and go to bat for you. Because you really want someone who's going to be able to really advocate for it through the process.
Do people come into the Capitol Public Access Room with an issue that is really a city issue?
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they do. And we can refer them to the appropriate folks over at the county councils.
But that's the kind of expertise that your people have in terms of who does what. And
Exactly. And we can help people understand, if there are already bills that are being discussed about a certain issue, rather than needing an entirely new bill. Maybe there are already some advocates who are working towards something that is along the same lines, and we can help to point you in that direction.
We always hear at the start of a session some, you know, insane figure about the number of bills that are introduced, right? And then you think, who could possibly read all that material? How does that get sifted down?
Well, there's a lot of staff help, you know, that helps to sort through things. There's also a lot of duplication. You know, if you find a House representative member to introduce a bill, they will probably find a senator to introduce the identical piece of legislation on the Senate side.
Mm-hmm.
So there's automatic, you know, right there, there's twice as many bills as you would think. And they do get... They get referred to different committees, so the committees can really focus on the bills in their subject area.
Understanding what those committees do is important. It's also a sort of understanding, I guess, how much the language of a bill can change.
Oh, yeah. And one of the things I want to mention about those committees is they're so important because the chairs of those committees decide which bills get heard. And the vast majority of the bills that get introduced never get a hearing.
Mm-hmm.
So they're dead right off
the die in committee.
They die in committee. Exactly. But bills can change quite drastically as they proceed through the process. Now, they are given a title when they're drafted, and the law in Hawaii says that the bill must conform to their title. So that limits how much a bill can change. So if it's relating to transportation, it's still got to be relating to transportation. It can't be about soybean production or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, so.
But it's, you know, veteran observers can be amazed by how much it can change within a category like
that. Oh, yes. And that's where the Public Access Room can also help, just in helping to keep track of legislation as it's moving forward, make sense of what just happened in that hearing, that kind of thing.
The whole idea of distilling your message in a way that it's going to get heard by people who have to hear messages all day long, you know, beyond what you would think anyone could even take in. How important is that?
Well, I think it's pretty important. One of the things is to come from your own point of view. So how does this legislation affect you in your life? Stories can be very helpful in conveying the message. Of course, the trick is to keep it short and simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you sometimes they'll constrain you to just 2 minutes of testimony, for example. You don't want your written testimony to go beyond a page or so.
Yeah.
So it can be a challenge, but if you can make it personal so that they can, it hits them as people, that this law really is going to make a difference in people's lives.
Sometimes people have written testimony which they are going to read in a hearing, and a lot of people who are unused to that process right. are petrified at that. But if you give testimony live, especially if you personalize it, can be very effective, can't it?
Oh, yes. I've seen that happen in hearings where it seemed that a bill was going through and it was going to be passed without any changes, and mm-hmm. then someone came forward with a story that made them stop and say, wait, this might have some consequences we weren't aware of, and let's hold off on this.
One of the problems with legal language is it gets an awful distance away from a human story. You have to sort of sift through it, right?
Right, right, right.
Is that something you get used to after years of reading bills?
You do, and I think the testimony brings it to life so that, you know, there aren't that many new ideas. So a lot of the bills that are introduced have been introduced in some form in a year prior.
Yeah.
And the testimony can really help to bring to focus some of the major issues in the bill.
We've seen a lot of bills that really changed our lives in Hawaii that failed several times before they got through.
Right. It can take several years for bills to go through, and there's a reason for that. We need to educate the legislators about the issue. When you look at how many things they're asked to legislate on in a given year, it's pretty amazing, you know, from environmental law to daycare policy to, you know, it's just a really wide range of information we're asking them to sift through.
Sure.
And so we need the experts and the people who are going to be affected by the legislation to come forward and teach the legislators about the importance of the issue. And that doesn't happen overnight.
One of the issues that we face in Hawaii is that a lot of the people affected by a bill live on neighbor islands.
That's true, and that is a challenge, especially when it comes to testimony. We've made it quite easy for people to testify by email and by using the web form on the capital.hawaii.gov website.
Mm-hmm.
However, for oral testimony, people on the neighbor islands are right now having to fly over to Oahu to offer that testimony. Can be a challenge, to say the least.
I'm wondering if at some point in the far future some sort of video link could be.
I would think so, and it has been discussed. We'll see what happens under the new leadership in the House. Maybe there'll be, who knows.
But you're doing outreach to the neighbor islands, yeah?
We are doing outreach to the neighbor islands. We're going and doing workshops on the Big Island and Kauai and Maui, and we'll also get over to Molokai and Lanai. And we're going over in next week. We'll be on the Big Island, September 11th that week, and the following week in Maui.
What kind of questions do you get when you get to Molokai, for example?
Well, we get a lot of questions on, you know, how to keep track of what's going on. You know, for example, someone who was interested in a piece of legislation and then nothing ever happened to it. What happened? Why did nothing happen? And so we have to teach them about the importance of advocating for a hearing, even before a session gets started, that kind of thing. And some of the great tools that are available on the website for keeping track of different bills and legislation and hearings so that you don't miss an opportunity to testify, for example.
Well, there's a lot of, during the period now, before the session begins, there are lots of, you know, there are lots of phones you could be ringing at legislative offices and staff to hear that. This is a good time to get your opinion heard before session starts.
This is a great time. It's also a great time if there is legislation that you think should be either introduced or that you want them to focus on in the coming session. Now is a great time because between now and the beginning of November, you know, they're already working on crafting the legislation.
Yeah.
So it's a great time to get your foot in the door. Yeah.
Just because they're not in session doesn't mean it's a fallow time.
Exactly, exactly. They're planting the seeds now.
Virginia Beck is the Public Access Coordinator of the State Capitol's Public Access Room, a division of the Legislative Reference Bureau. She'll be conducting free workshops on neighbor islands in the coming weeks, next week on Hawaii Island, on Maui the week after that, and on Kauai September 27th and 28th. Lanai and Molokai and Oahu workshops are being developed, and you can see the detailed neighbor island schedule on our Facebook page, The Conversation.